This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Rural Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord 2022. Rick, we've already got our first caller. We've got Art in Georgia on line 3. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, everyone. Talking about solar power.
Yeah.
I try to keep it as simple as possible. My approach has been, what I've done is I've got a 200-watt system, a 100-watt system, an 80-watt system, and a 5-watt system. And each one is assigned specific tasks. For example, my 200-watt system, this is to keep radios, like two-way communications, walkie-talkie, GMRS, the two-way radios,
right.
Small mini ham radios, such things as that, be able to power FM radio and be able to get $2 worth of computer use per day, along with keeping my lights at night going. No refrigeration, no freezer, no air conditioner, no nothing like that. And I've had people ask me, well, what are you going to do when it goes down and you don't have anything to do your freezers and your refrigerators? And I said, well, we're going to have what I call a processing party. And I love to have processing parties where you come together and you break out just a buttload of meat and you just start processing. You smoke some, you turn some of it into jerky, turn some of it into sausage. You can can up some of it. And, you know, I'll break out with the pressure canner, my grandma's old burpee pressure canner, which still works perfectly today. And we just have a processing party because we're not going to lose the meat. We've got so many. I've got like four different stoves that I can use. So I have a total of 4, 6, 8 burners that I can use to process meat. So I'm not worried about that. My thing was, I want to keep my FM radio going. I want to keep my little mini ham radios and my walkie-talkies going. I want to have a couple hours of computer use a day. And I want to be able, and even though there won't be internet, because if power goes down, there's no internet, but at least I can still access documents and such things as that and keep my lights at night going. And that's all I'm going to do. And I actually put this to the test when I went to the Ozark Mountains in Missouri, just south of Rolla. We've talked about that before. And I lived off the grid for a year. I had only solar power, and my water came out of a spring that ran 24/7 year round. So, it was a test to see, could I live like this? And it was amazing to me to discover how little power you actually need to live comfortably if you have just small, like a 200-watt system. The 100-watt system was basically for lighting and 2 hours of computer use a day. And the 80-watt system was to run a little flow pump so I could have running water from the spring to my sink. And that was it. My 5-watt system was basically to redo a battery that would be portable on my little wagon so I could go around and keep my cordless drill and such things like that charged as I'm working. And it was amazing to me to discover you really don't need a whole lot of power if you're willing to make the sacrifices and develop the discipline to live in such a manner. And I just kind of want your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll let Rick go after me real quick, but I absolutely agree with you. This little system, now I got to admit, I've never done a solar system before. It's new, but I've read and read and read. So I think I got a pretty good handle on it. I need a refrigerator mainly to store my insulin in. Now, I've got a good supply of insulin.
I can see that.
But I want a refrigerator for that. But also, you know, if we finish a meal and there's no power and there's leftovers, I want something to put those leftovers in. So that's my main thinking. And I would like to have one freezer, you know, for keeping our best meat. And I absolutely agree right. with you. If it looks like the power is going to be out for a while. Now, during the winter, if we have an ice storm, I'm not too worried about it. You know, as long as we don't get into the freezers, they'll stay cold a long time.
Right.
But if it looks like we're going to be out of power for a while, there will be a mad rush to take our very best cuts of meat and put them in a freezer that's running off solar. And then mm-hmm. do exactly what you said, can a lot of meat, possibly smoke some. I can throw a smokehouse together real quick.
Well, right, I can't, doesn't take much.
Yeah, but I can't, but I got people here that can. And I got it in my brain how to do it. Let's just put it like this. Right. The only value I serve on this farm anymore is my brain.
Well, can I throw one thing in here? Well, yeah, you know, the people have made decent smokehouses out of the box the refrigerator comes in. I mean, you don't need to build a smokehouse to smoke stuff. You can do it with something as simple as a cardboard box. So mm-hmm. you don't put the fire in there.
That's true.
You're supposed to be running. You're not supposed to use hot smoke. You're supposed to be running cold smoke over there so you can, you know, get a piece of dryer hose and run it over to the cardboard box. And, you know, as long as the kids don't take it and start rolling down the hill in your box, you're okay. Or rain. Maybe there's going to be a problem with the rain.
Right.
Some good sticks and a tarp.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just use your imagination. Anything that holds smoke will work.
You're correct. It will.
Yeah, so my idea was to try to keep it as basic and as simple as possible. And fortunately, you know, where I live, there's no shortage of meats running around in the woods here. So trapping is easy to do here. I can set a trap out and within 2 days have 4 days worth of meat just right. with one trap.
I use snares myself.
Well, I use live box traps.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've said this before, and I'll just say it one more time. If you don't have dog-proof traps, then you don't understand how easy this is. A dog-proof trap looks like a 2-inch tube with a spike on it. You stick it in the ground, and you set it, and you will almost never catch a cat. You will never, ever catch a dog. But you will catch every raccoon in the county. So you got to watch what you do. Don't put out 4 or 5 of them. Well, you could. I forget. I think they're about. If you buy half a dozen of them, it's going to cost you about $75. I think so. You know, they come out. They come to be $12 a piece. And man, are they worth it? What I do is, because I leave them outside a lot, I just pour food grade oil all over them to keep them fresh and to keep, you know, don't want it to start getting rusty. I just take some vegetable oil, which I will not put in my mouth, and I use it. I just put it on the trap, and the animals just don't care about that. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking up here on the internet right now. Duke Dog Proof Coon Trap. They run about $12 at Shields. That's an interesting-looking trap. I've never seen anything like that. I might have to invest in a couple
right
of them bad boys.
You don't ever want your finger in there. Make sure you've got a pair of crescent pliers I have seen guys on the Internet set them with their hands. I personally, you know, I have large upper body strength, and I can't do it. I've seen people set them with their hands, and I guess they're just showing off. These are must be some very hardened individuals, but I use crescent, dang, what do you call those big adjustable pliers? It's not coming.
Adjustable wrench?
Oh, channel locks.
Well, no. Channel
locks.
Yeah.
Channel locks.
I use channel locks. If you get it set in just the right spot, on the right notch, you can set these things real quickly. But for God's sakes, don't ever put your finger down in there. It won't break it, and you will be able to get it back someday. I have never seen an animal when I release them, like a possum or something, that wasn't able to run away. So it doesn't ruin their feet. It doesn't maim them or anything like that. It just holds them until you get there. So if you treat them well and keep them, they should literally last you a lifetime. Just keep them oiled and, take them in when you're not using them.
Well, I think I'm going to invest in probably two of these things because it looks pretty interesting, and I'm assuming you put the bait in there and the coon reaches in for the bait and gets his arm caught in there.
There's a trigger down there.
I like the live traps.
There's a trigger at the bottom that you have to pull up on. So what happens is you don't want to put the food in before, because if you do, you have a fit trying to get the trigger set. The food will hold the trigger in a position where you can't set it. So what you do is you set this thing, you set the trigger, then you spike this thing into the ground, and it does have a chain with a swivel. You got to stake that down. And then I just use pelletized cat food or pelletized dog food, a little of each. And that is, man, that does it. If there's a raccoon in the area, they will for sure be in your trap.
Yeah, that's one of the things that aggravates me. I mean, I've got nothing against possum. I'll eat a possum real quick. But, there's times I'll set out like a trap with some sardines. And possums love, raccoons love sardines. But then I'll end up getting a possum, and it's okay. Well, I guess I'm having possum for dinner tonight. So this looks pretty interesting. Like I said, I'm going to invest in a couple of these. But when you talk about solar power, people just have to, like you said, you got to figure out what your the number of kilowatts that you're going to be using when you add everything together. You've got to figure out your total kilowatts per hour. And then there's like a mathematical formula that you have to use to figure out how many kilowatts per hour charging you're going to need. The more stuff you get into when you start talking freezer, and I get where you're talking about the insulin, that's really important. So I can see why you would need refrigeration. Me personally, I don't need it because I can harvest day to day what I need. For people on insulin or anything like that has to be kept refrigerated, you're going to have to go with something a little bit bigger. You're probably looking at minimum 1,500-watt system to do this.
Right.
That's at a bare minimum.
Well, and that's where your wants and needs are going to get separated out, because once you do your math, you're going to start looking at, that's going to tell you what the cost will be. And then you're going to say, well, that's too much money. And then you're going to go around and you're going to think, well, what actually do I actually need to turn on and what do I want to turn on? And then you're going to come to that philosophical decision about what you want, what you need, what you can afford. And one more thing I want to say before we get off the subject of the DP trap, the dog-proof trap, is if you're one of those people and you're living in an urban area or semi-urban, and you don't want to keep catching the neighbor's dogs with conventional traps, these dog-proof traps urban areas are just sick with coons.
Oh, they're raccoon-rich, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's good food. You can, in an urban area, you can catch your fill of raccoons without catching the neighborhood dogs and cats. So it's a very, very... It's a very, very targeted trap, and I really enjoy that. Very cost-effective and very easy to use. Anybody can use these.
Oh, yeah, it looks really simple.
Well,
one other thing.
On Google, and they look quite fascinating to me. I saw a six-pack for $72. I'm probably going to do that.
That's the one I bought. That six-pack.
Yeah, I'm looking at a six-pack from Cabela's for $109.99.
Well, that's
a little bit expensive.
Yeah. Now you can get down closer to $70.
But one other thing on the solar power.
Yeah.
One other thing on the solar power, and then I'll hang up and let you continue on, is something to consider. And this is even if you don't need refrigeration for insulin, you just want to have a way of keeping vegetables cool for more than 3 or 4 days. Because you can hang them up in a basket and they'll last a week before you have to really start worrying about them. But if you want to keep them beyond that, I don't know why you would. Or if you need insulin or something like that, you've got to keep cool. Coleman makes a cooler that is DC powered, plugs right in the cigarette lighter of your car. And I don't know of too many solar systems that don't have a cigarette lighter hookup in them. And this cooler will keep whatever you put in it 40 degrees cooler than the air outside. So if you put this thing inside in a cold, dark place like a closet, you can keep your insulin very cool, and it won't go bad, and you don't need the big refrigeration units. Again, it's made by Coleman. It's battery-powered. Just look up DC-powered Coleman cooler, and you'll find them. And I only paid, it was $100, and I'll tell you what, I've had to use this thing many times when we've had power outages over the years, and I used it up there at the when I was doing the off-the-grid thing, and it's amazing how well it works. It really does work really well. Anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate the time, and you have a great day. And a Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, Art. Same to you, buddy. Thank you for your call. Okay, Rick, let me switch back to where I need to be and see if we got any more callers waiting. We don't. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 512-248-8252. Where do we want to go next, Rick? I can talk about solar all day.
It's a fascinating subject, I must admit. And the more you look at it, it's kind of addictive. But and I think you know everybody should consider it. You can go up to Harbor Freight and get those they got a pair of solar panels that you can buy. And I think it's for like $100 or $120. And I think it is a It's 45 watt system, and I've even used that system just to make colloidal silver. But I was going to go to vegetables.
Go ahead.
14 states, as you may have heard, 14 states have a ban on lettuce right now, and they're claiming salmonella or some crap again, And then you've got, I believe there is a company up in the Northwest, in somewhere maybe in B.C., one of the largest grain companies, one of the largest grain mills. There's two things going on. First of all, they're not allowing any unvaxxed drivers to cross the border from the U.S. to Canada or Canada to the U.S. So they're shutting down. They're shutting down. That is a major area up there for trade, and they're shutting it down. They've already ruined the port. So if you think this is an accident, good luck with that. Then now CBH, I think that's the name of that grain company. So we all know who Archer Daniel Midland is. They are a huge grain processing company out of Illinois, and they just process so much stuff. CBH is no longer allowing farmers, unvaxxed farmers, to come in there and deposit grain. So if you can't see where this is going, shame on you. They're not slowing down. They're not giving up. If anything, they've got their foot all the way down on the gas. So I was going to talk about seeds for just a minute. I keep getting emails from different seed companies, and one of them is Todd's, T-O-D-D-S, Todd's Sprouting Seeds, but I noticed this time, and this is unusual, that I've been buying their sprouting seeds, but I will be back momentarily.
Yeah, we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 512-248-8252 is calling number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, we're back, folks. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. Rick, before we get going again, I want to make one quick announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been out of stock on several of our most popular masks, our mosquito netting, anti-COVID masks for a couple of weeks. We've now got adult size camo 1, camo 2, and the most popular black in stock, but it's a limited supply. The lady that actually sews them up is having some difficulty with a pregnancy, so I can only get limited amounts at a time. So anyway, if you want them, folks, come and get them before they're gone. Okay, Rick.
On a side note, and before we go on with seeds, I want to tell you that my guitar teacher lost his mask, and when I showed up for a guitar lesson, he was wearing your blue sequin mask. The pink one. Oh, he was beautiful. He was just a good-looking man. Speaking of good-looking men, Dr. Joe, out of Indiana, Happy New Year, you Hoosier. I don't even know what that means. I owe him an apology. A couple of weeks ago, the man called in about Father Mike Schmitz. Now, I got to tell you, I told him I didn't know who this was, but that wasn't entirely true. Because I look at certain religious content on the YouTube, I get fed other religious content, and some of the stuff I get fed is Father Mike Schmitz, but I didn't know his name. I just know he's one of the prettiest men I've ever seen. And I mean nobody any disrespect here, but he's so pretty that I thought he was probably gay, and I thought I was being trolled, and I never clicked on it. And one time I was looking at this guy, and I looked down, and they just happened to put his name down there, which is not normal. And I'm like, oh, man, I've been looking at this guy for 6 months, and I didn't know him. So anyway, to that point, and I don't remember if Dr. Joe mentioned this, but for those of you that can manage he is doing the Bible in a year, and he does it in, like, I'm going to say each segment is like 17 minutes, and so I think I'm a day behind, but it is fun. He's been over Genesis. We've done creation, we've done Noah, and then Job, and you know, for those of you that have been just trained from childhood to hate Catholics, I'm real sorry about that. You shouldn't be hating anybody, frankly. But I don't think you can put a Catholic spin on creation or Job. So his take on these things is, in my opinion, generic. And you know, you shouldn't say that it's not for you if you haven't tried it. Try a couple of them and see what you think, and then if it's not for you, don't listen. But
yeah,
I gotta tell you, it is fun. He's gonna do the entire Bible in 1 year. Even though, you know, I find my wife teaches Old Testament, as you may remember, and she is very well versed in the Old Testament. And but it's the New Testament that I find absolutely fascinating. That's where the instructions for life are contained. All of the New Testament is constantly referenced in the Old Testament. You know, there are people out there, prophets, talking about the coming of the Christ hundreds of years before he showed up. And, of course, that's all divine revelation. But if you go, this Father Schmitz is actually a chaplain at a college. I want to say maybe Minnesota. Young guy, talks kind of fast, but it is fun. I mean, if you're riding along in the vehicle and you've got 15 minutes and you want to do a couple of pieces of the Old Testament, and if you do two a day, like I have been, because I started like several days late, do two a day. I'm catching up now. I'm almost caught up. I'm almost up to the appropriate day. I think I've got 7 and 8 to do right now. Anyway, give it a shot. Bible in a year, it is a blast. Anyway, so my apologies to Dr. Joe. I actually knew what he was talking about, and I said I didn't, but now I do. If you're able to follow that, you probably had a stroke. Go ahead. What are you saying?
No, I was just gonna say. We got a couple of callers on the line, Rick. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chris in Utah, and we're going to talk to Samuel in California. Ladies and gentlemen, back in 3.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show right here on RBN. Today is Saturday, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. Rick, we're going to go to Chris in Utah on line 3 now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Are you there, Chris?
Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Continue.
Okay, if the power goes out, you figure it's not going to come back on and your deep freeze is defrosting. For 10 or 15 bucks, you can save all of the meat in it. Takes you about an hour. Take the meat out, fill it a third or a half full of water, throw in 50, 60 pounds of salt, stir it up. Now you got brine. Unwrap your meat, chuck it in the brine. You will lose nothing, and it costs very little. Downside is you got to boil it through a couple of changes of water to get enough salt out that you can eat it.
Yeah.
But it's quick, it's cheap, and you won't lose a thing. And nobody knows it.
Cool.
That's good. That's good information. You know, they used to send across when sailing ships crossed the ocean, they would do just exactly that. They would take a barrel and put a bunch of salt in it, then pack some meat down and then more salt, then more meat, then more salt. And you do. You got to rinse it a number of times to get that salt back, to get enough salt out, but it does hold the meat. It's true. Hence salt pork.
Correct.
Yep.
There you go. Have a good day.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, next we go to Samuel in California on line 5. Good morning, Samuel.
Hey, guys. I'm pretty, so
hi.
I hope you don't hold it against me.
Not a bit. I'm ugly. I'll probably be envious.
No, I'm jealous. I used to be pretty, and now I'm not, and I know how it feels to lose. You know what they say. You don't know which I had to lose it. You got something to look forward to, buddy. Okay, go ahead.
The girl who cuts my hair, she schedules me away from the hair-challenged guys because she doesn't want to make them feel bad.
Exactly. Well, you know what they call that? They call that humility. That's what that is.
Anyways, I wanted to get, I got some solar info for you, but because I've been on it for 25 years, but on your traps, I didn't catch the name on your traps.
Oh, just a second, and I'll tell you. Or you can tell him, Rick, if you remember. I got to look it up.
No, I don't. The generic name is Dog Proof or DP, Dog Proof Trap. However, I think Victor makes some. But I think what Tim's looking at is what I bought, and I can't remember who actually made that. What have you got it up, Tim? What about that? What about that package of six for $72?
I found it on eBay. Yep. Free shipping, $72.95 for six of them.
Right.
And I'm looking for a manufacturer. Brand is Duke, Delta, Union, Kilo, Echo.
No, everybody knows who
got
Duke
it.
Is. They Duke was Duke. What is it? Duke. I think Duke bought Victor. Okay, so that's what happened. So the Victor traps,
really?
I think, are all Mount Duke. Oh, it's these things are super duper heavy duty. If you can ruin one, please call back and tell me how you did it. These things are worth the money, absolutely. And if I put out two traps in an evening, when I get up in the morning, I will have two raccoons. It is ridiculous. I just put them out by the chicken coop, and sure as clockwork, there it is.
Cool. On the solar, first I'll hit refrigeration. What I did, the key, of course, like you were talking about, is to keep your wattage down on everything so that you don't have to have so much solar and so much storage. And what you want to do on any refrigeration or freezing is have a chest unit so that every time you open the door, all the cold doesn't fall away, number one.
Gravity.
Number two, even if you're going to refrigerate, use a freezer. That compressor and pump in there is more efficient than the refrigerator version that you're going to buy. And then you use an external thermostat to keep it from freezing. So you start out that much more efficient, and you're in a chest situation. Now if you want to up the ante a little bit more, you get yourself urethane foam board and double insulate it, sides
right.
and top. And then if you want to go one more step, you set this on a floor where you've got cold air source underneath, and you bring the ventilation in from underneath for the motors, and you vent that out high. You could put a black chimney up there or something, so when the sun hits it and things warm up, you're putting a draw across your motors down there so that they don't overheat and get inefficient.
Let me add something to this. There is an engineer here with one of the local supermarket chains who is kind of a tricky dude. He actually did the math on this. There is an external unit. For those folks that don't have any idea what you just said, there is an external unit which looks like one of those plug-in strips that you plug it in, you throw it on the floor, and it's got like six plugs in it. It looks something like that. except it's got a readout and it's got a thermal probe, a wire. And what you do is you plug this into the wall and you plug your freezer into that, and then you put the probe, the metal probe, which is just a wire, throw it inside the freezer and close the door, and then you set that thing for like 35 degrees, and it will make your freezer a refrigerator. It will not go below 35 degrees. And he did the math on this, and this thing was literally refrigerating for pennies a day. So, yeah.
Your compressor will rarely come on, especially if you start putting this cooler air from underneath a house or something that across those areas. And you can use it with convection, or you can put a small solar panel up there, and you can put the bigger muffin fans from computers up there to pull air across too. You could get it to where that compressor in the freezer situation especially almost doesn't come on.
Right, especially if you've insulated it with some foam board. You know, that's the problem. If you walk up to any given freezer and you put your hand on the door or something, it's going to be cold. Well, if you can feel that it's cold, then you're losing temperature from inside the unit. And so once you put some foam board on there, you're good to go. Just make absolutely certain you don't do anything stupid like put foam board over your vents. There will be vents back there which keep the motors cool. For God's sake, don't insulate those. Let that motor breathe.
Yeah, I use the Inkbird brand exterior thermometer, which has a heating or a cooling side to it, so you can use it in either situation. Completely programmable. They're like $35 on Amazon, something like that.
Yeah, good information. These units are not expensive. They're very cost effective.
And then on hot water, I have 300 feet of stainless steel half inch tubing in one of the old solar panels. You know, the 4x8 ones with the reticulated glass on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It runs all my hot water in summer, and I just use one of those RV snap action switches to activate the circ pump. You know what those are? The ones that do the heat cool down cycle on an RV heater or something like that. They're just a piece of.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, they're just a piece of bimetallic spring material that, when it hits a certain temperature, it goes click. So it's got no moving parts. It just responds to heat. And you can buy them in differential, 10 or 20 degree differentials or so. The best place to find those is in probably a Dayton catalog from Granger, because they're basically heat controls. There's no moving parts of this system except for your circ pump. And I usually run all those direct DC and use DC pumps just to cut down on the conversion loss. But in winter, when there's not enough sun to do the hot water, I have a 200-foot copper coil on my wood stove.
That makes sense.
Same sensor system. Click on, click off at a certain temperature. I get one that's about 130 degrees to 140 degrees, and that circulates into the lower and upper part of my hot water tank. And my hot water tank is also, I built that. I've got foam board multiple layers on there, so I've got like about an R60 or something like that around that thing, so that I don't have the heat loss at night. That's pretty much some of the things I've done to just kill the power consumption.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, those are great ideas or great uses.
I have solved the hot water problem around here. I just don't use any. I'm not saying, oh, look at me, but I've decided that I'm not putting any more hot water in the shower. And I just shower with that water that's available to me, which hurts like mad. It's like getting hit with a mallet, but it is an interesting experience.
You don't need that cup of coffee in the morning if you take that cold shower.
I'm telling you what, you're thinking clearly by the time you get out of there.
I used to have a neighbor back home. He got up. This was in Wisconsin. And in between his two silos, he had a shower. And he used to roll the hose out there every morning and take a shower. It didn't matter what it was, 20 below zero. He took a shower out there. What a crazy guy.
No, thank you, guys. I got a feeling it would literally kill me if I did that. I really believe that.
I'm going to bet you $5 it won't. Now, I'm not saying, hey, look
well,
at me.
Well, if you lose, what good does it do me?
I have a suggestion. This is what I've been doing, is actually I stay in there until I've prayed for everybody in the family, and by the time you get out, you can't even feel a towel. You're not even sure you're driving yourself. You're so numb. But for me, it creates a mindset where I don't mind discomfort. And from a discipline, I'm using it as a discipline factor. But then the side note is, when everything does go to hell in a handbasket, I'll be the only one who is clean because nobody else will get in there, just me.
No, I won't get in the shower, but I'm old enough to remember when the hot water heater was broken and my grandparents didn't have the money to buy a new one. Heating water up on the stove and putting it in it was a canning thing, and taking what they called a spit bath. And it worked.
You get those in the hospital. It does work, but listen. What about hardening yourself up a little bit? What about, what about going to the next level here? What about that? What about a challenge?
I've got all the challenges I want, buddy. I played softball up on the ice in the Arctic Circle, 60 below, in an exposure suit. No, thank you.
I feel you. I get that. I mean, yeah. At some point, I guess you could legitimately call time out, but I'm not doing it yet. I'm not. I'm just not.
Well, I mean, if it don't hurt you and you think it does good for you, I'm all for it, buddy.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at on that. We still have a guest here, though, right?
Still have what?
A guest here. Or did he go away?
No, I think we still got him.
Well, I'm just hanging.
Okay.
Do you have
anything else on your mind here?
Oh, that was pretty much it. Because hot water is a big power consumption, and I also
it is.
I'm in a nice enough climate where I've got my buildings built. They all vent. They all have reflective radiant reflection around them. They pull all the heat away and off the building. And then I use swamp coolers that I gut and rebuild and put efficient fan systems in them. So that's my cooling side, so that I'm not using a lot of solar.
Cool. That makes sense.
Yeah, you want to make it as simple as getting a box fan from Walmart and ripping out the one that's pulling 8 amps for a swamp cooler and a squirrel cage. That's a good start. Just to do a quick conversion. Yeah. So you'll basically drop it from about 10 amps total with the pump and everything down to 1.5 to 2.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's really good.
And then again, I use one of those Inkvet Bird thermostats to turn that on and off as well. You could probably pick up an old swamp cooler for nothing. Get yourself a $30 box fan from Walmart and a $35 controller, and the rest is just a little bit of labor to gut the thing out, put the box fan in, and use that thermostat to turn it on and off.
Right. Man, it sounds like you've got it worked out, buddy.
I try to keep everything.
I like that.
For a small place, I could probably... Battery pack is pretty large because I don't want to have to run the generator to keep those up on the cloudier days. There's another technology a lot of people don't know about and they're always trying to kill is the good battery technology. There's a place down in L.A., that has silicon salt technology, and those batteries can take a full discharge and not be harmed. They have no off-gassing, so they don't need to be vented. They're about twice the cost of lead acid. They got the 20-year life, and they're just awesome. You can put them in any configuration. The technology is silicon salt. And I can't think of the company name right offhand down there. I can find out. A lot of these guys don't stay alive very long because they get crushed. One of the other good ones that was out there was out of the Midwest, and Gates got involved in that and pretty much put them to sleep.
Okay.
By bankrupt form. But, supporting these guys.
There's all kinds of cutting-edge stuff out there. Elon Musk has got, obviously he needs to be on top of electric storage because of his industry, of Tesla. But you have the same problem.
I don't like lithium ion because it's a bomb. You've got to be careful with it.
You're talking about the older stuff. So the lithium ion phosphate 4 has overcharge protection, but your point is well taken. Just don't buy the older ones.
The silicon salt is absolutely got no ignition at all, and taking a full discharge and not affecting it. If you know anything about solar, it's important because people make that mistake and they're disillusioned with solar because they just kill their battery bank and they don't know why because they didn't set the limits on the discharge side. And you want to keep that real high. If you want to keep your batteries for many years, you got to keep that discharge limit way at 80%, let's say. Okay, shut off. If you're going to keep them, a regular lead acid for 10 years. Where with the silicone salt, you can take them down to zero and you've not harmed them. They'll charge right back up.
I'm looking at one right now.
They're about twice as much as a lead acid. They come in the size of, let's say, a golf cart battery, like a 6-volt golf cart, that size. What you'd buy a golf cart battery for, you would pay about twice the money for these, which is well worth it for what they can do.
So you're talking $400. Yeah, that's a Trojan 6-volt. The golf cart battery is a Trojan 6-volt. Those things are so big, they actually come with rope handles so that you can pick them up. And I'm going to guess that a Trojan 6-volt weighs right around 80 pounds. I wonder if the lithium salt is any lighter.
Well, I doubt if they weigh 80. They would probably be more like, I think, maybe 50, something in that area.
I'd rather carry 50 than 80, I got to tell you. Yeah.
So I've got the I used to have the big L16s, and those were like 120, and these are about half that, so I would guess they're around 50, 55 pounds, something like that.
Okay, I'm going to guess that a lithium ion charger would work on them if they're not hooked to a solar source. I'm going to guess you would not use a normal battery charger on them.
I don't know what, most charger inverters are set up where you can select which charge system you want to use based on battery chemistry. And with this being a new chemistry, I am assuming that you're going to charge that probably very much, I would guess, like a lead acid. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
But they would definitely tell you.
Do these come with a built-in BMS, or is that going to be like a part of your part of the system, part of your off system where you've got your inverter and everything? Do these batteries each have a BMS, or are you going to hook them to one?
Give me your definition of DMS.
The battery management system, the overcharge protection, and all that. Is that sometimes?
Well, that's all going to be that. Usually, usually what you have is a. You got a charge control system, and then you've got the internal battery charger and such on your inverter, right? So those two are talking to each other, and then all you really need to do is set up battery chemistry right, if I'm correct.
Well, no, that would be
and then
my
it's
take
handle
on it
from there.
That would be my take on it. I just am not, I'm not real well versed in it at this point. I will be setting up this spring. I will set my system up, and by the time that's over, I'll know more. I'll be smarter about this.
Yeah, on your battery chemistry system or your inverter, there should be a selector for battery chemistry. So if it's lead acid or lithium or whatever, it's going to let you tell it what it's looking for. Some of them are smart enough to look themselves, but I never buy anything that sophisticated.
So the system I bought was like 4 years ago. I'm going to guess this system's looking for lead acid. I'm going to have to call the company back and see what goes on here. Now I'm a little curious. In fact, I'm more than a little curious.
You'll still probably have a selector that'll tell you. Probably have the selection between gel. I mean, I've got a system that's over 20 years old.
We're out of time,
select battery.
Sorry about that. Please call back in next week, buddy.
Yeah, let's do
Samuel.
This again.
Yeah, call back in next week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show, a fast show. We'll see you same time next week, same channel. So please pray for us. We're going to be praying for you. And may God bless America. Bye-bye, folks.
Amen.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.